This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Take a minute tomorrow, 10:56 p.m. on the East Coast. Adjust, of course, for your local time zone and look up at the moon. It'll be a waning gibbous, just as it was 50 years ago when humanity first set foot there. The moon landing was, of course, born out of the Cold War and the arms race, but its legacy can be seen in technologies found all over this economy and in the private sector as well. Half a century later, Marketplace's Sabri Benishore is on that one.
As it traveled 238,900 miles through the vacuum of space 50 years ago, the Apollo 11 spacecraft had to chart a carefully calculated orbit.
Altitude 5,200 feet.
Controllers, gonna go for landing. Retro.
Go.
Fido.
Go.
Guidance.
Go.
It had to go from a top speed of around 25,000 miles per hour to just 2,000 orbiting the moon. And then it had to split in two, send down a landing module called the Eagle that would make the most ever so gentle stop on the moon's surface.
The Eagle has landed.
Roger, Tranquility, we copy you on the ground. You got a bunch of guys about to turn blue. We're breathing again. Thanks a lot.
The only way to do these kinds of real-time navigational calculations was with a computer.
When Kennedy said, let's go to the moon, there was no computer anywhere in the world small enough and powerful enough to fly a spaceship to the moon.
Charles Fishman is author of One Giant Leap, the impossible mission that flew us to the moon.
The smallest computers at that time were the size of three or four refrigerators lined up together.
So NASA hired MIT to build the smallest, fastest computer ever created. It was about the size of a briefcase. And Fishman says this made NASA the first major customer for a brand new invention, the computer chip.
This Apollo flight computer turned out to be the number one customer in the world for computer chips 4 years running.
Those computer chips were designed in what, by the end of the 60s, would be called Silicon Valley. Paul Cerruzzi is a curator emeritus at the National Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C.
The contract to develop those chips was important to get what later became Silicon Valley a jump start.
Not just in terms of business, but in terms of being taken seriously. David Mindell is a professor at MIT.
Using chips in such a high-profile, life-critical situation for such a brand new technology was just an enormous boost to the credibility of this technology.
The navigation system using these chips was the only thing keeping three men from being flung into the endless void of space. The chips were rigorously tested for coping with G-forces, vacuums, radiation. If one chip out of a 1,000 chip batch didn't pass any test, all 1,000 of them were thrown out. Again, Paul Cerruzzi.
Those tests, which were necessary for a spacecraft, also turned out to be very useful for what eventually became consumer products.
The progress in chip size and power was so rapid that by the time the Eagle landed on the moon in 1969, the chips used to get it there were already outdated on Earth.
Apollo dramatically accelerated the computer revolution.
Again, Charles Fishman, author of One Giant Leap.
Dramatically accelerated both the quality of the chips and their acceptability.
He says it won an argument. If any business was thinking, can we really rely on these new computer things? Well, the answer was, those computer things sent two men to the moon and back. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.